For more than 50 years, the Hunt family has shaped the psyche of our city, fueled the fire of our cheers, and united thousands on Sundays in the fall. And for the same 50 years, Metropolitan Community College has inspired our young people to reach higher, dream bigger, and challenge the limits.
You know, the Hunt family and MCC actually share many attributes. First is a passion for excellence. Whether it's on the field, off the field, in the classroom, out of the classroom, there's an expectation of excellence of everyone around the Hunt family and MCC. Second is this commitment to education and self-improvement. I mean, I see it on the team, I see it with the kind of men that are on that team, I see it with the coaches, and I see it with MCC.
Those that don't know Kansas City may think we're in flyover country, that there's no reason to stop here in the heartland. But for those who do stop, many never leave, as they discover what we all know. There's something special here. It's in the way we roll up our sleeves, lock arms, and get to work together to get things done. It's in the way we look out for our neighbors and take care of those in most need. You'll see it in our landmarks and in our students on campus. And nowhere is it more evident than in the legacy of the Lamar Hunt family. In 1963, young Lamar Hunt made a decision that would change the lives of generations of Kansas Cityans. Pro football was on the rise across the country, and then Kansas City Mayor H. Roe Bartle recognized that bringing a team to Kansas City could mean big things. Lamar was looking for a home where his team would be welcome. It didn't take long for the city and the team to fall in love.
Running play coming to Garrett on a trap touchdown.
Lamar Hunt made his mark not only on the city, but throughout the nation with his innovation, ingenuity, and humility.
My first experience was when I was a rookie, and my first trip was a trip to Seattle. We were playing the Seahawks, and I can remember getting on the bus and going to the hotel. And I just happened to be on the same bus that Mr. Hunt was on, Lamar. And when I got off the bus, he was down on his hands and knees grabbing luggage out from underneath the bus. And I said, wait a minute, this can't be true. This is the owner of the team. You know, it wasn't something that he had to do, but he did it because that was him, and that was his makeup.
But the mark of the Hunt family stretches beyond the football field and stadium gates. Lamar strongly believed that he had a responsibility to make Kansas City stronger as a place to live, work, and play.
Lamar's philosophy was to reinvest the success of the Chiefs into the Kansas City area, and that's really how the investments in the Hunt Midwest companies came about. It was a way that he could share with the community the success that was enjoyed with the football team.
In 1971, the Hunts began construction on the Worlds of Fun amusement park, which opened in 1973 at a cost of $10 million. Other Hunt businesses followed, including Hunt Midwest, which added real estate and mining to the family's local interests.
When I went to work for the Chiefs initially, I had no clue that I would be involved in all the things I've been involved in, and that was one of the true joys of the whole experience, is that there was always something new about every 3 or 4 years.
Perhaps more important than the economic impact of the family has been their influence on the character and the people of the city.
The Chiefs exhibition game has benefited so many not-for-profit organizations. Millions of dollars have been raised in this community because of Lamar Hunt's desire to do something for the community. I was very fortunate to call Lamar Hunt a friend.
Today, the Chiefs Charity Game is the largest one-day fundraising event in the NFL, helping charities in Jackson County raise more than $4 million in the last 8 years alone. This game has benefited local organizations, including Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Children's Center for the Visually Impaired, and Operation Breakthrough.
We were the recipients for three years in a row of the Chiefs Charity Game, which enabled us to raise almost $2 million to use with the children here. And we have a lot of children who are, you know, in huge needs. We have a lot of homeless kids, a lot of working moms who are making not a lot of money. So that was fantastic. We've had Chiefs players here to talk to the kids, and of course the kids worship them. So they've done a lot of good for this agency, and they've done a lot of good for the city.
The Chiefs and Hunt companies financially support hundreds of local charities and encourage their employees, players, and coaches to do the same.
Most Tuesdays you can find Chiefs players not at practice, but in our community, doing good things. Not every team does that, but the Chiefs ask their players to get involved, get engaged, and that's because the Hunt family has such a strong willingness to give back.
Certainly we associate the Hunt family with the Kansas City Chiefs, but they have been charitable, they have invested themselves into the community as well, and we could not be more appreciative of how supportive they have been of the Kauffman Center.
Day in and day out, the Hunt family carries on Lamar's legacy, working, sometimes quietly, to make our city better.
They're part of us. They're like everybody who lives in this town. You can see in them the spirit and the hope and the respect that they give you. And it hasn't stopped. Since Lamar is gone, it continues on. Having that sense of pride and that sense of family and that sense of connection with this community is really special and unique.
And while each day's work is important, there's nothing that illustrates this more than Arrowhead on game day.
Kansas City comes together as a city. I think you see us at our best when we have a team that's winning. The sense of pride that Kansas Cityans have for the franchise is, it's palpable. You can see it, you can hear it, it's very emotional.
Metropolitan Community College shares that pride and is pleased to share such values with the Hunt family.
Education is at the bedrock of everything. It is absolutely foundational to being able to exist in this modern economy, not just today, but in the next 20 years. MCC prepares young people for that kind of a life and gets them on to the next level. The Hunt businesses do the same thing with workers. The Chiefs team does the same thing in terms of building character. All of these approaches inure to the benefit of this city. Both of these are Kansas City landmarks, Kansas City foundations, and we would be weakened and less without either one.
Tonight, MCC is pleased to recognize the Lamar Hunt family with its 5-star award for their ongoing dedication and commitment to making our community better and to making Kansas City the home of the Chiefs.